The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Mathematical plane figures that exist, rhomboid, square, parallelogram, et al., the one that causes the most trouble in the human comedy is the triangle. This is the story of a very special triangle called the isosceles, the one that has two equal sides, but they're unequal. Because this is a story of that phenomenon, we should consider some other actuarial figures. The chance of twin births is about 1.25%. But the variety of twins, the least likely and the most potentially disturbing, are monozygotic, or so-called identical twins, like Joyce and Janet Adams.
This is what you go for, George. Right? Your kind of music.
My favorite.
You take it over Tchaikovsky.
Does it matter all that much?
Nothing with us can ever matter that much. Or anything. So here. Here, take it all, baby.
Hey, there you go. You'll never get rid of me.
Drama, The Tortured Twins, is written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Marion Feldy and Paul Hecht. It is sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores and Certainteed Fiberglass Attic Insulation. I'll be back shortly with Act One. And necessity hemmed in by our beliefs, our prejudices, our background, and the world we have specifically made for our own. But no one is more circumscribed in the life we live than the actor, the performer, the one in the public eye. Like all Homo sapiens within the jungle of life, this particular breed has its own gathering and watering places, and is subject to a rigid pecking order, as, for example,
come on, madam, baby, answer. You just gotta be home. You can't go up to the field, ain't that without... come on. This is your wife, Joy. Very fine, really. I made it. They got me. I got it. Fine, sealed and delivered. Here. For the film. What did it say, Jack?
Hold it. What about the play? You have a contract. What about the play?
Only now for getting out of that somehow. Oh, I mean, sir, this is a big one.
But
it hasn't firmed up yet.
Oh,
why do you have to be so difficult?
It's difficult. You have a contract. Run of the play. How are we going to wiggle you out of your play contract?
Oh, we said that's no problem.
Oh, hope he's right.
This is my big chance. The movie. As it's a total use of power.
Oh, no, it's a movie. Okay. Suppose it is. How do I get out of this job?
Oh, dear, Adam. That's a big problem. I go to Hollywood for whatever time it takes. You stay here till it closes. Honey, get that odd. We'll talk about it after the show tonight.
What about
this? I just bring in a sandwich or something. But, Mom, I'm going to have a cocktail and like that with a producer and my agent.
Before you go.
Come on, Adam. I'm a big movie star now. And besides, you think I'm going to miss being at the odd dancing?
The moment I met Joyce Adams, I was lost. She had honey blonde hair, green blue cat's eyes, and a body. Wow. I mean, it isn't like talent is anything new to me. It's part of the theater, and theater's all of my life. I guess in the last 15 years since I was like about 18, there hasn't been a legitimate production on Broadway, off or half off, I haven't seen or maybe even part of. And a body is a body, I always figured, until that evening. And it little feeling of just having an old shoe factory where they were in Richmond's Doll's House with George playing North with Charles West. And she was terrible, but like I said, the moment I saw her, I was gone. So, after the show, I talked to him about going down to Phoebe's with me. Oh, that's the off-off Broadway starters, so we could talk. Are you sure you don't want a real drink?
No. I just love Tony Soda.
Oh, okay.
I know it isn't just my figure, but I just love it.
Yeah. Oh, so far, I don't think we've done any damage. you want another?
Please, could I?
Yeah, you really better watch out for me.
Yeah, you really can't rely that much for Cherokee and Soda. But what is this about a party? A real Broadway play.
Oh, it's a shot in the dark, George. All right, to call you that?
Mm-hmm. Did you say you did?
Adam Duncan. You see, right now I'm a nobody. I'm an assistant stage manager and understudy on a production William Lloyd is putting on, producing the doll. They're looking for an unknown for the part of the doll.
Hmm. Isn't that the one with Judson Hahn who's going to play the Duke?
That's right. And you would be just perfect for the part of the doll. Looking into those lovely, sweet-green, wide-open eyes, some alarm bell should have sounded somewhere inside me, telling me that this girl only existed from her eyes down, the attic, the rental. But I was too gossed out to believe that, and events moved so fast, I didn't have time to think about it. Because she got the part, and she does a smash, even if the show didn't get much in reviews. And anyway, who cares? Because the Sunday of the week we opened, Joyce and I were married, and had a 24-hour honeymoon at Atlantic City.
Yeah.
of another kind of excitement. Phone ringing, agents, offers, all the wild madness of overnight success. Oh, not the play. Joyce. And then suddenly, the plum of the year drops right in her lap. The chance to play the sex symbol in the year's hottest film topic.
Honey, they're waiting for us to party. Let's go.
Hey, they can wait. We've got to look a few things straight in the face.
My agent has the director meeting me too, as well as Mr. Jenner, the producer.
Now, just stop a moment to talk to Mr. Adam Duncan, your stage manager and sometime husband.
What do you mean, sometime?
Oh, just a matter of speaking. Honey, you can't go signing for a movie while you're still under a theater contract.
Oh, they don't need me. Mr. Holmes is gone. You can get anybody for me.
Sure. That's why your phone is ringing, and you're getting all the offers while the Sacramento play has no advance, and the only thing that keeps the box office alive is word of mouth about you.
No, I don't like doing the same thing over and over again. And this is news. This is a movie. What I always wanted to do.
Joyce. You just don't know. It's a jungle out there. They eat up little girls like you and stick them down the drain. The theater's something else.
You mean you don't want me to be a star?
I don't want you to get the fever. Nothing comes easy in this business.
No, I don't know. I've been pretty lucky so far. Anyway, it's what I want to do.
And what kind of money are they talking about?
Well, that's up to you, isn't it?
Yes, but no. I mean, what are you going to live on after? Can we swing it on our budget?
I live with Janice, of course. That's just it. Remember?
Well, it isn't exactly the best time to move in with her. I mean, she just lost her husband.
Oh, he was a big mistake.
Well, mistake or not, I thought your sister Janice was trying to sell the house.
But she hasn't yet. And by the time she gets to buy it, we're going to be rich, and I'm going to be famous. So now can I get a party? I've never been able to go there ever before and feel really important.
So we went to Sardi's, and I was a fifth wheel. But George was in seventh heaven. And everything went off like a storybook, and a star was on the way to being born. She was signed, let out of a contract with the group and the doll, and off she went to the Golden Compound. Within 6 weeks, the show she left died, and I caught the first plane for the coast. The moment I hit L.A., I headed straight for Chelsea Drive, right off Coldwater Canyon, near the Beverly Canyon Hotel. That was where Mrs. Westbury, Joyce's widowed sister, lived. I rang the bell. The door opened. And there was the woman I loved that I'd been aching for the last month and a half. And I gobbled her up in my arms. Oh, baby, oh, darling. I don't
know. Crazy.
You asked the man who lived on less than bread and water.
Listen, crazy man.
Oh, you listen to nothing but total surrender.
That's marvelous, Adam, except you got the wrong girl.
Oh, don't try to force me off, babe. But tell me you're gone Hollywood. You're my girl, and you better know it.
Well, I know.
Oh, why
not? Oh, Jack.
What?
Oh, Jack. Oh, sister.
You what? Come on, George. What's the rib? What are you giving me? Hey. You're being for real? You're Joyce's sister, but I mean,
didn't she tell you we were twins?
Yeah, sure. I guess she said twins. I just thought they're sisters. This is just not possible.
What?
Finding that people look like each other. But here, it's been a few weeks since I saw Joyce. I think I don't know why. You putting me on?
Honestly, I'm not.
I should have known. But actually, you don't sound anything like each other.
Oh, I'm the second fiddle.
No. I didn't mean that. You have a lovely voice.
Thank you.
And obviously, you're the loveliest looking woman I've ever known since I can't tell you from my wife.
Well, I'm sure you'll find enough distances between us so you won't be confused. Oh.
And yet, how pathetic was the proof to be. Meeting George later that day when she came back from the studio was weird. I mean, I was acutely aware of the differences. And not just only in the sound of the voice.
It's a drag, but it's exciting, too. I mean, I just get so strung out. I mean, I am pissed. I'm just going to lie down and sleep.
Yeah, well, I'm glad my arrival's giving you such a lift.
Honey, you know I'm glad to see you. I'm so tired.
Okay, so you're tired.
Now, you're mad at me.
I'm not mad. You just don't seem exactly spaced out that I'm back with you again.
Oh, don't you worry about that, baby, too. Your little voice loves you all, too. Oh, let me just pop a pet pill. And I'll have a bath. And then I'll show you just how much. And I remember one man in the cellar, and that was Daddy. And don't you ever think for one minute I'd ever let you go?
Who wants to go? I just arrived.
I'm never going to let you go, boy. I'm never going to be without you. I'm just going to hang around here with a little old uncle around your neck. I love you, Daddy. Oh, you do. And the only way you'll ever be rid of your baby doll is for me to die. You never wanted to walk out on me. We have to kill
him first. I smothered that kind of crazy talk with a kiss. Only the terrible thing was that as I held George, felt her move against me in all the old exciting ways. Behind my closed eyes, the face and the body was the same. But my ears were remembering that low, musical voice of Janice. Her even, steady, amused, and gentle sureness, and the impression I'd gotten of a strong and subtle intelligence. Joyce's twin. identical in appearance, but so different in character. Leaning as I kissed my wife tenderly, I couldn't silence the earlier embrace I had felt her sister in. And insistently, terribly, a phrase was ringing in my head, and Joyce's tinkly, phony, jangling, baby doll voice. If you ever wanted to walk out on me, you'd have to kill me first. What would it be like, you suppose, to fall in love with a woman and then find that she wasn't the only one of her kind? And if you liked the second image better, could you change partners? Or would the desire to do that lead you to incredible lengths that you could never dream of? I shall return shortly with that too. Didn't mean to be chauvinistic. Why dwell only on the one male unequal side of our hypothalamic triangle? There are the other equal sides, or at least by normal measurement, that now demand some study and exploration. The two males, Joyce and Janet, identical twins physically, but how diverse as individuals. How stressful or how violent will their contrasting personalities threaten or swing the figure of the triangle? Three simple straight lines which presently join, but under opposing forces, could be blown out of existence. For example.
Hello? You're beginning to recognize me.
Oh, I can always tell you
that. By my voice?
By so many other things.
If you want to talk to Joyce, I'm afraid you're out of luck.
Is she home for the studio yet? Van Williams always stops shooting on the God of Five.
And our baby doll always comes straight home. And on the stroke of 5:30 is...
Oh, not long. He's in the bubble bath again.
Every night. It's a ritual.
The radio blaring away, I'll bet. You know that worries me?
Oh, my husband said it's built in. There's no danger. Even with death hands.
He's been a bastard walk.
Not my favorite brand of music, but...
Well, why don't you care?
Because she's my favorite sister. Why'd you call, Adam?
Oh, yeah. I got a couple of tickets for the ballet. It's Romeo and Juliet with Champlain and Ophelia. I was going to ask her if she'd like to meet me downtown. Oh, no, look. Tell her I have the tickets, and I'll drive home and pick her up, okay?
Okay. Lucky bum.
I'm sorry. I couldn't get
sleep, Jane. Oh, I was just telling her leg. I've got Catherine and General High School to do anyway. Well, none of your business. And you get back here and take your wife out so you can fall in love with her all over again. And don't mind me if I sound jealous. It's only because I am. Ciao, Bella.
I hung up with one word ringing in my ear, churning in my stomach, shaking me up like dirt. Jealous. I told myself it was accidental, but... kidding around. I knew better. No matter how deep I tried to bury the truth, 2 weeks living in the same house with both George and Janet to talk me down. 2 weeks. I knew it within 2 minutes after I'd met Janet. Remember the old ad, which twin has the Tony? Well, I knew which twin should have the Adam. I couldn't admit that to myself. I brushed it out of my mind and went home.
Joyce, you still in there?
Joyce,
you got it. Turn that damn radio down.
What did you say? I said, turn the damn... I just wanted
you
to turn the radio off so you could hear me.
I can hear you.
Are you still in the bathtub?
No, honey, I'm just coming out. Hello, Patrick. You late getting home?
Yeah.
I don't have anyone to scrub my bath.
Yeah, you're finding myself a job.
Job?
Yeah, not much, but a good start with a classic rep.
What's that?
Oh, it's like off-Broadway in New York. Maybe more like off-off.
No money.
Yeah, that's where we started. That's my kind of theater.
Oh, Lover, we're in a big town now.
Yeah, you are, not me.
Oh, I don't see why you have to waste your time with Coach Hannah or that dog. I mean, what's in it for you?
Oh, satisfaction, excitement, balm for my immortal soul. And something very special for tonight. The producer can't use them, and he gave them to me.
So do you want?
Our two tickets for Romeo and Juliet.
Shakespeare? Come on, baby, I'm tired. Anyway, you made me sit through that play once. I thought it would never end.
No, this isn't the play. It's the ballet. Well, it was the Tchaikovsky music.
No, you gotta be kidding. Ballet? That really bores me out of my gourd.
But you can't play in Australia.
Who?
Joyce, they're the top dancers in the world.
Okay, honey.
If it's all that important, why don't you take Jan?
Will you want some tea? Terry Sayles has a special on tonight. I just don't want to miss it.
That's lost, Tommy.
Oh, he's lost, isn't he? I mean, he really lays me out. Oh, I know you don't go for him. He takes Jan to the barn. Look, if it was any other woman, I wouldn't let you out of the door. But I know your face is Jan.
That was the whole trouble. I wasn't safe with Jan at all. Nor would she very safe with me. I guess that's the only reason she was with me that night. Because on the way home after turning off Sunset on the cold water, just as we came to Chelsea Drive, she said,
"Okay, I'm going to keep going."
Where?
To the next place. And the address, Barbara. Oh, put the light.
Why here?
There we are.
Okay.
Cut the window. We're back to talk about 10 steps and things to go. The picture that we have to clean up.
It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yes.
Maybe that's the greatest thing about ballet. No words needed. How's that?
It's what we have to talk about.
We don't need any words to tell each other that.
I don't know. Oh. Darling, darling, darling.
I've been wanting to be with you again. I'm perfect for this. It happened by accident.
I know, but I know. But it's the last thing I meant to happen.
You know, I expected to.
It isn't why I brought you here.
And
why? I'm going away. Don't.
Going away? Where?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Around the world.
But where?
Well, the sooner the better, isn't it, sir?
Well, that's not anything.
Then you can. Well, how we feel about each other. So what do you
mean? We sit down and face facts like three rational people.
Oh, that's just the trouble. We can't.
Why not?
Because Joyce and I are not only sisters, we're twins. Identical twins. Having her would be just as more difficult than trying to hurt myself.
Thank
you, Adam.
For what? To teach her how to act so she doesn't go to the studio or fall flat on her pretty face, that's all she needs me for.
No, it isn't. But even if it were, it would be enough. It's what she's wanted all her life. It would kill her if she lost it just when it was in her hand.
What?
Being a star. She was the second of us, her wife. She's always been number two, or thought that way. And now she's number one, a career, a husband, and probably a lot of money. Anyway, that doesn't matter.
Why not?
Because for a long period, I promised myself I'd never willingly do anything to hurt her. Nor would I want to. We're two people by accident, you see. After, we're only one.
I tried, but I knew it was hopeless. No amount of argument would change Janice's mind. So we go home. She went up to her bed. And after a footprint, I went up to mine. And Joyce. Fortunately, as I opened the door, I could hear the Joyce of the street. I crossed to her bed and looked down on her. lit her face. And I looked in wonder and amazement at the woman I married, who could just as easily have been the woman I now loved. And suddenly, horribly, the memory of some accidental words of Jan's sprang up to my mind as if written there in fire.
As long as you live, I promised myself I would never do anything, really, to hurt you.
And just quickly down to bed. But it was a long time before I could get to sleep. Usually I have to wake and turn off the alarm in the morning. But this morning, Joyce actually got to it first. While she was in the bathroom getting ready for the studio car to pick her up, I lay in a half daze.
What is the time, dear? I'm late.
I thought you had the day off.
Oh, I did, and then there was something the matter with one of the wheels that stormed yesterday. We got a loose suit.
Oh, you want me to get you some breakfast?
No, I haven't time to get on the set. Oh, how was last night?
I was heaven. You should have been there.
No, not me. That ballet scene needed me tired. So how did you and John get along?
Oh, well, you know how I get along with your sister. I love her.
My twin sister.
Don't have to be told out. Tough enough to tell you apart.
Yeah. That's kind of like how I brought the subject up. But we're strange. Awful strange, Adam. People like me and John. There's special vibes and no ordinary person could know just how special.
That's bad.
Yeah. Most of the times it's good. I wouldn't want another to be bad. But you see, sometimes I get screwy ideas. I know I'm not all that bright. I try to forget I have them, but I had this dream last night, and I want to tell you something.
Is it
me? No, just about it. I mean, and I know it was way out, but it made me think, what if you should like John better than me?
George, I'm your husband.
Well, I'll put it another way. If anything happened to me, would you turn to John?
Now, how can I answer a question like that?
You don't have to. I will. I'm going to tell you. Excuse me, okay. Just let me put it this way. If I ever lost you anywhere, to anyone, you know something?
What?
You'd never get anything from it. Because you can't ever get rid of me. Alive or dead, I'm going to haunt you the rest of my life. How's that for the crazy? Oh, I love you, Robin Duncan. Keep the home fires burning.
The things that people think. It was all clear as glass. Joyce, the clinging vine who would never leave me. Jan, the woman I loved, who would never have anything to do with me as long as Joyce was alive. A simple enough equation. The only escape was for Joyce to die. But how? Would I have the nerve? And how could I get away with it? Who are any of us to criticize? Having you all in anger, despair, or frustration uttered threats, sometimes out loud, or perhaps only in the mind, that were not enough to kill someone, or you drive me so crazy I could murder you. But of course, none of us ever did anything about it. Will Adam Duncan? I'll return shortly without two. WDBM Chicago. Duncan is now convinced that he can never have Janet unless Joyce is dead. And equally convinced that the same is true unless death seems incontrovertibly accidental. In an agonizing week for him, as the day of Janet's departure draws closer and closer, and he has still not solved the how of Joyce's death. Now, at the last moment, he feels he has. And I'm only going to be omniscient enough to tell you that as far as the police are concerned, he could get away with it.
Who is it?
Adam, John. Hey, what's all this?
I didn't expect you home in the middle of the day. I guess I'm getting ready to move out.
Huh? And?
End of the week.
Did Joyce know about this?
Of course.
Well, he might have told me. I guess we'll have to find somewhere else to live.
Oh, you know, the house is yours.
I can't afford it.
Joyce can. Because I can. There wasn't much in my marriage with Jim, but he did leave me more money than I'll ever need, so the house is yours.
Well, there's no house I care about. It's who is in it.
Well, we've solved that question. You and Jim.
And if there couldn't be a girl?
Then there's no one. What can we do, Adam? But leave it at that.
Jack really should have settled it. But I wasn't willing to let it go at that. Suddenly I knew how to get away with it. It was just a matter of timing. In all the hours I sat and thought about it, the best thing I had going was habit. A meticulous director who bent over backwards never to work into overtime. A wife who felt it necessary to soak herself in a bubble bath every night and to drown herself in cheap rock music. The factor of time. And a cocktail party where I was going to be highly visible at the good hotel on Wilshire Boulevard. And that involved Janice as well. When it came, as Shakespeare says, to the sticking point, it was really all so simple. One tube was all I had to take out of that cigarette's vacuum radio set.
Here's that.
Adam.
Come on in, baby.
No radio?
No. It can't start. Something wasn't working. What can you use for him?
I see that. Must have been clairvoyant. Look what I have for you.
Oh, poor little lady. Now, how did you know I needed a lift?
Oh, let's just call it EST. Plug this in first. Got your key?
Yeah. That's human wilderness satellite. Man, that was wrong.
Forget it. What's worth doing is worth doing well. You go for this, don't you?
My kind of music.
You take it over Tchaikovsky?
Yes. Does it matter all that much?
No, Joyce. Nothing with us could ever matter that much. Or anything. Here. Take it all, baby.
What? What's going on?
We've been living dangerously, baby, and you give me no way out. I don't know what I really expected. Probably the last thing that it would be all so easy. The easy walk through the shrubbery to the Ellsworth driveway, seeing my car up unseen, and driving to meet Jenny as if nothing had happened. Right on the dotted step, I just come up. There's plenty of people to see us at that specific hour. While back in the bathroom, portable clock radio lay in the bathtub as dead as the woman was dead. Its hands recording the time of her death at 16 minutes after 6. The moment the short circuit had stopped the radio. And Joyce.
Where do you suppose Joyce is?
They do. I came straight over from my agent's office.
Did you call before you left?
Sure, sure. I thought maybe I could pick her up. She said she'd just gotten home and would come over by herself, so I headed straight here.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you ought to give her a ring. She might have fallen asleep.
And it's 6:45, maybe the office. They went through the mockery of a call to a woman long dead, but who ought to appear as having just died in the subsequent police investigation. The timing was perfect. The alibi unassailable. The verdict? Death through misadventure. And I was free. As was Janet. The only problem in the way of our future together was to bide our time. I should say my time, since Janet was no part of what I'd done. I had bought our future. I simply had to wait a little while for delivery, I thought.
Yes? Oh, I really don't think it's a very good time to speak to your husband. Yes, Mr. Duncan is here, but it's just a time for the funeral, and it... Oh, hold on. Just a moment, please.
Yes, Miss Bonner. Yeah, I understand. Yes, dear, father. at the moment, but soon by Monday, after the weekend, I might be able to make more sense. Is that everybody? Yes, yes, yes. So kind of you. Yes, yes, it has been a sad life. Thank you.
That was Joseph's producer, wasn't it?
Yes. Ghoul.
What do you mean?
That's what I said. Another in the general school of Barracuda. And he's got a major film over 3/4 completed. But outdoors, he's got about $3-4 million of film he might as well dump in the sea. Very nice. Not much.
Unless what?
Do I have to tell you?
Not me, Adam. I'm not an actress. I've got nothing to offer them.
You're the only person in the world nobody could tell apart from George.
But you yourself. I mean, you know, I don't sound anything like him.
Oh, thank God. Well, that's a trick you could learn. I could teach you.
No, but well, I don't care about you, Mr. Bonner, or his old pick. Let him worry about it.
Sure, sure, of course. Well, it is a lousy break for him. I mean, what happened to Joyce and could mean a lot to our future.
Our future?
No, I hope after this is all over, we are going to have one.
Well, I'm scared. Why? Can't make anyone else understand. It hasn't been, there hasn't been the other half of someone else.
The other is dead.
So cool.
I didn't mean to. It's just the way things are. Except for Barney.
Barney?
The film. Now, look, would you be willing to complete it if I helped you?
Oh, no, darling. If it's what you want, and it's right for us, I'll do it.
Oh, I was a mastermind. I held all the strings in my hand. I knew just what I was doing, and I was invincible. But what I offered a last director and a sonic producer with a $3-4 million bomb on his hand, I was set for life. If I could only teach Janice to sound as much like Joyce as she looked. Voice in my ears. Sure, I had been recalling it, but the memory not enough to last. But I awoke and said, Joyce, Joyce, is that you?
No.
You're dead.
Everyone around me, except you.
Suddenly, I was awake, bathed in sweat. Joyce was dead. I had gotten rid of her. How could she be alive?
But, darling, I don't want to get shot out of anything.
I'll look out for you, baby.
And all the other things you promised me?
It goes with the job, too.
A penthouse apartment? Mint? No, Sabre? And one of them long cars with a chauffeur?
Anything you want, sweetheart, so long as you pay the price.
What? The price?
You never know that till someone hands you the bill. Hey, John, this is great.
Did I can find that my kid's sister?
Yeah. Like in the flesh.
Yeah, but she wouldn't put it that way. She was dead, you know.
Yes, I guess I ought to.
But sometimes I wonder if she did. Look, if it means so much. Yes, I'll kill him and finish the movie, but after that, I only want to be myself.
Most people don't know the tedium, the endless amount of takes, the close-ups, the medium shots, and of course the master shots that cover everything. It would be hard to explain to the average person that a simple phrase like, I love you, might have to be repeated again and again, maybe 20, 30, 40 times. And not necessarily the way you might want to say it yourself, but patterned and inflected, just as a director, the producer, the power behind the camera might depict. And so, for 6 or 7 endless weeks, Janice submitted herself to the forces which had shaped the twin sister. And finally, the picture was over, and she came home.
But you just got him.
Hey, today was the wrap?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, John. What a relief.
You're really all that happy, sweetie pie?
Of course. Now you don't have to sound like Joyce anymore. You can be yourself.
I can be what?
Yourself, Janice. The woman I love.
But I am the woman you love.
Come on, Janice. Knock it off. You don't have to sound like a silly kid sister of yours.
You mean the woman you married?
I mean the woman I married the second time.
Huh?
Come on, honey. What are you doing to me? I married Joyce, which was a mistake, and I married you, which was the best thing I ever did in my life.
Are you so sure? I mean, baby, baby. You love me all that much?
Okay, Jenny, cut it out.
Jenny?
Are you all right?
I guess the question you could be asking yourself, lover. Which of us would you really marry, and which of us would you kill?
What?
You're not right at the time. There's only us three that no one else can understand. Whatever happens to one strikes a miracle in the other.
You know?
Now what, then? Why do you look so confident?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't even know who you are.
Your wife. I can answer that.
I know, but which one?
But won't it be interesting for you to try to figure out? I mean, since I have the money, where can you run?
No.
Whatever you paid into this marriage, I promise you you'll get exactly what you bought. So think of me as I am, big lover. As you made me. Because I'm yours. So just do us part.
Quite recently, there was a disturbance on the Golden Gate Bridge. A man had climbed into the superstructure with the object of committing suicide. Despite heroic efforts by the police, the man, an unemployed member of several theatrical unions, plunged to his death. He was identified by his wife, a resident of Los Angeles, as Adam Lincoln. I'll be back shortly.
And hospitals of a medication that helps shrink swelling of hemorrhoidal tissues caused by inflammation. It's doctor-tested, hospital-tested Preparation H. Hundreds of tests prove that in many cases, Preparation H gives prompt temporary relief of occasional pain in it and helps shrink swollen, inflamed hemorrhoidal tissues. Preparation H, ointment or suppository, use only as directed. Doctor-tested, hospital-tested Preparation H helps shrink swollen hemorrhoidal tissues.
If your attic has less than 6 inches of insulation on the floor, you're being robbed every day without ever knowing it. To stop the under-insulation robbers and possibly save up to 30% on the cost of fuel to heat and cool your home, inspect your attic. Then see your neighborhood CertainTeed building materials dealer or insulation contractor. CertainTeed fiberglass attic insulation will stop that robber once and for all.
Pleasant, as indeed not all people are. The happiest thing to dwell on is how few. Oh, now I must search for a careful word. It would be. Well, let's settle for an old-fashioned word. Lotters, no goodies. Anyway,
human beings with nothing much to recommend them get away with murder.
Or do they?
Certainly not in my story. They always have to pay when it comes to the end. Our cast, Maureen Feldes and Paul Heck. The entire production is under the direction of Simon Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.